This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 11th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is warm and sunny across Israel. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a walk outside. Haifa sees a few clouds, but remains pleasant. As night falls, expect mild temperatures throughout the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Hezbollah struck an Iron Dome battery with an FPV drone 3 hours ago. The IDF has faced challenges countering these drones. Also, I-24 News informs us that the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. The IRGC has threatened U.S. bases and ships following attacks on Iranian tankers. Also this hour, Ynet tells us Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the conflict with Iran will not end until their enriched uranium is removed. He made these remarks during an interview with CBS News' 60 Minutes. Separately, Walla reports that President Trump, before a call with Netanyahu, declared that the Iranians won't laugh anymore. He accused Iran of playing games with the world for 47 years. And finally, from Axios, President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal poses political challenges for Netanyahu, but may assist Trump in securing a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News highlighted a 60-minute segment where Netanyahu attributed the rise of social media to the declining support for Israel worldwide. A recent Pew survey shows a significant drop in U.S. public opinion. Arsen Ostrovsky shared an article on Quillette describing Israel's creation as the ultimate decolonization project, stirring discussions online. Raylan Givens noted that Netanyahu, once seen as militarily restrained, has changed his approach following the Hamas-led attack on October 7th. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Hezbollah strike on the Iron Dome, the Jerusalem Post detailed how these FPV drones, using special cables, evade the military's advanced systems. This strike highlights a growing challenge for the IDF as they adapt to new threats. Increased tension in the area underscores the region's volatility. Turning to the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, I-24 News reported these moves occurred overnight, with the IRGC warning of repercussions against U.S. interests. This escalation follows recent attacks on Iranian tankers, adding complexity to regional security. It places further pressure on diplomatic efforts to ease tensions. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's comments to CBS News about Iran's nuclear ambitions signal a firm stance. Ynet shared his insistence on removing Iran's enriched uranium and dismantling its facilities. This reflects Israel's ongoing concerns about nuclear proliferation and regional safety. In related developments, Walla reported Trump's assertive remarks towards Iran before speaking with Netanyahu. The U.S. president's comments come amid his efforts to negotiate peace, reflecting his administration's tough stance on Tehran. This rhetoric impacts potential diplomatic resolutions. Lastly, Axios covered Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This politically sensitive move for Netanyahu could pave the way for broader peace negotiations. It highlights the delicate balance required in these high-stakes talks. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports Israeli startup Isotop has developed a unified drone platform for modern warfare. Their technology allows a single operator to manage multiple drones, enhancing operational efficiency. Separately, Walla Business notes the competition authority's unprecedented move against the five largest banks. This marks the first time in 25 years they've been declared a concentration group, aiming to increase market competition. And finally, from Globes, Sakal has made a surprise bid to acquire Zim. This unexpected offer came despite an agreed sale to Hapag-Lloyd and FIMI, leading to a rise in the Israeli shipping company's stock. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.